happy to have Cam Robinson join with me here today, a vital part of the Jaguars offensive line. I hate to bring it up, but I got to bring it back to the AFC Championship game. This close to a Super Bowl appearance. Yeah. Does that loss still sting?
Yeah, it definitely stings. I think it's something you kind of try to move on for and let it be fueled for the next season. Just kind of take away everything, you know, all the mistakes you made. Just try to improve on and get better at it this offseason. Just try to, you know, move on from it. But, you know, it obviously is hard. It does sting.
And speaking of the offseason, what has your program looked like these past few months?
I've just been in the weight room trying to strengthen my body, strengthen my upper body, strengthen my lower body. Overall, just get stronger and just try to become a more effective player.
And the NFL Combine was last week. I know you just went through the NFL Combine. Take me through your experience.
You're going to be tired, definitely. It's a lot of late nights, early mornings. It's a lot of hurry up and wait for the player, from the player's perspective at least. But, I mean, I think it's kind of one of those things that you always want to do as a college, like, you know what I'm saying, coming up, you watch it on TV a lot, and when you get to college, that's one of your goals that you try to reach is making it to the combine. So it's a fun experience, but it does wear on you a little bit.
And did you watch it this year? I know you had a lot of your Alabama guys performing in the combine.
Right. We had a lot of guys there, and I was able to watch most of our guys for the most part, I think. They all did really well. They all tested really well, and I know they did really well off the field, too. So, I mean, I was just happy for them.
And Blake Bortles had some pretty good weeks. What was your initial reaction when you heard the great news?
I was happy for him, man. Blake, I know we ride for him every day. That's our brother, you know what I'm saying? I know everybody in the locker room loves him. We got all the confidence and all the trust in the world in him. So I was obviously happy to see him get his extension.
So Blake Bortles last season at times, the guy was like a pinata.
Right.
Always an easy target for opponents, but you guys always stuck up for him. Why was that?
It's kind of like from a family sense. It's kind of like if you got... All right, so you got like a brother and somebody, you hear somebody's talking crap about your brother or whatever, however you want to relate it, you're going to want to stick up for, you know, your family essentially. So I kind of try to look at it like that. All the guys in the locker room love him, like I mentioned earlier, so we're always going to have his back.
So let's look forward to next season. Is there a specific game that you're really looking forward to?
We're going to focus on one game at a time. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're going to focus on one game at a time.
What about another rematch against a defensive lineman? Are you really looking forward to going up against someone?
Nah, I'm open to going against whoever. I like competing against, you know what I'm saying, the great players each week. And, you know what I'm saying, in this league, you got a great player. You got to get ready for it. So I just like competing.
So what's your game plan right before OTAs? Take me through the next few months.
The next few months, I'm just about to, you know, stay focused on what I'm on. The things I'm trying to accomplish in the weight room wise, you know what I'm saying, off the field wise, just try to keep working and try to, you know, perfect my craft and just keep getting better.
Well, thanks, Cam, for joining us here today. I'm really looking forward, and I know everyone else is, to you getting back on the field.
All right, appreciate it.